Good day and welcome to Tourism Chit Chat, a weekly radio program that seeks to educate, inform, and excite the Vincentian society about tourism generally and about tourism in St. Vincent and the Grenadines specifically. I am your host, Vera Ann Breton. My guest today is historian Curtis King, who is also the headmaster of the St. Vincent Grammar School. Welcome to Tourism Chat, Mr. King.
Good morning, Ms. Breton, and thank you for having me on the program.
Very good. Now, I'm sure that people are wondering why we would have a program on history, you know, some opponents of history. We've heard it said that history is about dead people. We've heard it said that history is boring. And those are just a few of the uncomplimentary remarks one hears bandied about in reference to the subject of history. But is this fair criticism? And is it not our history that makes us who we are?
Well, I don't know if we have opponents of history. You probably have persons who, for one reason or the other, might not like history. But history is there for all of us, and there's very little we can do about it other than to embrace it wholeheartedly and to acknowledge the importance of the lessons that are in our historical experience, so that what we ought to be doing is to look critically at our history and to emerge with the lessons that would help us to, one, avoid the mistakes and pitfalls of those who came before us, and secondly, to guide our future endeavor. And I think, if anything else, that is why history is so important. But basically, you have a history of every living thing on God's earth. So I would hope that we don't actually have opponents, but just persons who, for one reason or the other, might not like the course of study or discipline that refer to as history. But I don't think we have persons who oppose history in its true sense of the word.
Well, you know, that is very interesting. You talk about learning about from the mistakes of the past. Because why we have a tourism program here, why are we talking about history? But when one looks at the history of tourism, we need to learn from the mistakes that we've made in the past, but are we really learning? That's why history is so important, is it not?
Very much so. And let us illustrate practically something that we can actually do. History, the study of history, would help us to, one, identify that we, in fact, have a priceless and a rich heritage. A heritage that is basically pleading with us to, one, acknowledge it, and secondly, to celebrate it. And if we do so, then we would be able to identify those worthwhile and valuable material as well as non-material culture that we need to preserve and pass on to our people, so that we could utilize them in bringing an improved standard of living to our people. And I think that is a practical application of lessons of history.
Definitely. And certainly when you talk about history, we're looking at development, because we need to use our history to work on our development, as you say, improve our lives. But when it comes to how history is taught in schools, is that one of the reasons why? Because I remember it was very important, the teaching of history, how we reacted to it. Is that one of the reasons why people are reluctant to become involved so much more in our history?
Well, I would say it is a contributing factor, because if you have a boring teacher, then you would see that it would impact negatively on your students and their whole approach to the subject. But when people make that criticism, though, I say to them, I have known of boring teachers in almost every discipline, but we sometimes don't use that as an excuse for not putting our best foot forward, making the greater effort in those subjects. I think what is really at issue here is that as a community, very often, we do not attach a value to the subject of history, because persons would argue, what am I going to do with that subject? Mm-hmm. And they would compare and say, well, look, if I have accounts, then I would be able to find a job easily. If I have history, I might end up only into these restricted areas of job opportunities. So I would look at the value that people attach to the subject, which is impacted on by the value that the wider society attaches to the subject, to color their own approach to the subject.
Yes, and as you say that, I'm thinking that, do you think that here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that we are making the best use and incorporating our heritage and our history into our tourism product?
I would say that I have seen some very positive steps. If we look at the material aspect of our heritage, I speak to buildings, I speak to places, even in some of the non-material aspect of our festivals and so on, there are some positive initiatives aimed at preserving. And in that way, I would answer in the affirmative to your question. What I would say, though, is that there's quite a lot to be done. So that while there are positive initiatives, there are clearly a lot of room for improvement. So we can speak about the efforts of even the tourism department tied to the cultural department in developing some of these places of interest, in preserving our historical knowledge about the efforts of the Garifuna people, and in particular, the outstanding leader, our national hero, His Excellency Joseph Chatwe. We could look at the efforts at preserving our Nine Mornings tradition, our carnivals, and you could go on and on. Those are all positive initiatives. But as I'm saying, there are a lot more that we can do. I mean, we visit other Caribbean countries, we visit other countries and international community, and we see what they're doing in terms of preserving their own heritage, and we compare with what we have. And I must say, in many instances, the comparison pales in significance. Not to our advantage, but also to our disadvantage. You take, for example, I usually look at Brimstone Hill in St. Kitts, where they have their fort. Mm-hmm. Similar one to the fort here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And the effort they put into preserving that, when you visit there, you want to go back a second time, because there's a lesson, one, and it is presented in a real fashion, in a real manner. But I can't say the same thing for us here at our major fort, mm-hmm. Fort Charles. Yes. It is not the same. So I am saying that we need to do more in terms of preserving these important buildings and other aspects of our heritage.
Perhaps I may be sticking my neck out here, that once we develop, and I don't think we've reached that stage yet, a greater pride in our history, rather than I'm trying to think it's something that we need to forget, it's not something we should remember. It should help us in being proud to not sell it, but offer it to our visitors when they come to the country, because pride is something that manifests itself naturally. You know, it's not something you can act on, make in an acting fashion. But unfortunately,
We are out of time.
We're out of time. Maybe sometime we'll probably invite you back to develop further some of your points, because I think there are very interesting points that were raised in today's program. But nevertheless, to our audience, you have been listening to Tourism Chit Chat, brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism in collaboration with the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Hotel and Tourism Association and this station. Thank you very much, Curtis. And I am your host, Vera Ann Brayton, saying goodbye until next time. St. Vincent and I.